Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here we go. I'm on another level. I'm on another level. I'm on another level. What you got, Mike? I'm on another level. You know,
You gotta be a certain size to juke like that, Jay. Like you just can't come in here soaking wet 170 pounds and just start rocking like that. Like you ain't got enough weight with it. Like you gotta carry something, you know? Like
I'm trying to get 170 wet.
You said
I'm
what?
185, big dog.
This wasn't a shot at you.
I wasn't saying it was a shot.
I actually had you in the 200 club, so I didn't even know that information. So.
Really? Let me find out then. Jay,
you solid. You holding it down for the 185, though.
I'm trying, bro. And if I don't, we'll talk about that later. Chris, what it do, my boy?
What's going on, family? How you feeling? How you living?
I'm good. Hold on, Mike. I'm 5'10", and you knew that. I was
reciting the T.I. verse, 5'9", with the soul of a 6'4", brother. You know, like, and maybe your next level is 5'10".
I'm just saying, you
got the heart of a 6'4". You know what I'm saying?
You ain't slick, though. In socks, you can sing the song.
In socks, you can recite it.
For those of y'all that don't know, man, shout out to Mikey. Chris Crumpler, that's my guy, my brother. I love him. Right hand, hold us down. He's our director of our Next Level Speakers Academy. Him and his wife have just revolutionized our company. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Nicole. But man, Chris, tell the people, man, tell them who you are. Let me just tell them who you are. Let me brag on you for a minute, and then we can talk about some things. International speaker, retired pro basketball player. He just started schools like from scratch, like private schools for boys. He's ran and started three other organizations, international speaker, more than that, man of God, amazing husband. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you how dope he is in the spirit. They will have a team meeting. Him and his wife will leave the house, watch his mic, drive separately, because you know they make him move, so they in the individual cars. They just seen each other. Nicole will open the door. Hello there, Crumpler. Hello there, Miss Crumpler, and kiss each other and hug. I'm like, y'all just saw each other. Like, praise God that leadership within our company is so in love that they can leave each other but greet each other like they ain't seen each other. Amazing husband, like my guy. Chris, say what's up to the people, man.
Yeah, what's up, family? I appreciate that, Jay, man. I just really want to get to the space of just saying that I'm a brother, man. You know, I'm a man. And I really want people to, first of all, give you your flowers, bro, your leadership. You know, the reason why me and my wife decided to leave both of our careers, because we trust the leadership. Everything rises and falls on leadership. I'm a big Maxwell, irrefutable laws of leadership when it comes to principles and why you make decisions. And the reason why, even though I did what I did and been able to accumulate the successes and the journey and the failures throughout my personal and professional life, is that at this point in my life, man, I want to get to a super team. Because if you want to go fast, you could go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. And so, yeah, man, I'm grateful to be a part of Next Level Family, man. Let's go.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you, man. And man, the feeling is mutual, man. And I'm telling you, like, I'm really trying to keep it tight. Like, you know, one of my homeboys, and he kind of still in the streets a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Some would say he a street figure. You know what I'm saying? I said figure. But he on that, hey, I don't need no new friends. I'm like, dang, bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, you might meet. He's like, bro, I don't need no new friends. Like, if I ain't known you for 10 years, don't come around. But it feels good, man, to be able to build with people that I've known for years. Mike, 20 plus years. Chris, we've been rocking for 12 plus years. So that's amazing. Shout out to my cousin, you know what I'm saying? Blood, our other co-host, Crystal. We know right. you're dealing, you know what I'm saying, with some family and some personal business. Can't wait for you to come back, but we love you, cuz. We pray yes, for we you. Yep, and we will see you. She'll be back, y'all. She ain't going nowhere. She's irreplaceable. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I did want to just shout you out, Crystal, let you know we love you, cuz, and we tapped in definitely. With you.
We love you. We love
you. Yep.
Crystal,
yeah, we definitely right, go ahead. Go ahead.
We definitely praying for you too, man. Man, I'm excited about this week, man. Crump is one of them guys that you hear about before you actually see him. Like he's actually like the man, the myth, the legend. You know what I'm saying? Like when I first heard about Crump, it was from other people. First of all, I don't even think y'all told people where Crump is from. Like Crump ain't from the States, y'all. Like Crump brains from a beautiful island, man, called Bermuda, man, and I've had the pleasure to be on that beautiful island. I know Jay has been there several times, but before you actually meet him, you've heard about him, and he is the guy over there when it comes to speaking. Everybody's referring me when everybody was booking me or bringing me over there to do something. It's like, if you're really serious about this thing, you need to meet Crump. You need to talk to Crump. So the fact that it all aligns for us to all be together, and you see us all repping heavy, y'all. You see everybody is next leveled out. You know what I'm saying? Like only
can
only
I just say something? This ain't like my wardrobe. We really just be rocking. Like this ain't even. We just really be on that.
That's yeah, facts. Fact. That's big fact.
Big fact.
Get you some shopnextlevel.co. Make sure you keep what we talk about. It. They put it right
hey,
there.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? You even play a podcast, you get a little 20/20 off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I love it. Let's go.
Yeah, man. I just want to show you some love, Crump, and just let you know how much love and admiration I got for you as well. But as we get into this podcast.
But as much as we love you, let me set the record straight. He lived in Bermuda for several years. God sent him there so he could meet his amazing wife to help him go to another level. Because you wouldn't be where you are, my boy, if it wasn't for Nicole. I know that. But you are really from Florida. Country. Yeah. Boy.
Okay.
Talk about that.
Hey, so what part of Florida are you from, Crump?
Country. Yeah, so I'm from Ocklawaha, Florida, man. Yeah.
What?
Ocklawaha, Florida. Yeah.
But yo, bro, that was my freshman.
So hey, so as a country, like, and listen, Mike, as a country boy, you got to say it like this. We from Wahaw.
Oh, yeah, Pumbaa and Lion King. We from the Wahaw.
Now he said Wahaw. Now he said Wahaw. That's the gas station, right?
Oh yeah,
nah,
Philly.
No, nah, I didn't say the gas station, bro. And check your energy on that too, Jay. It's Wahaw.
Hey, you gotta show us how to say that. What did we say? That's the what?
Wahaw?
Wahaw.
There you go.
Wahaw. From the Wahaw.
Yeah.
Jay. Well, Jay, tap in, man. You talking about everybody else, man. How you feeling, bro? Introduce us to the podcast. Tell me what's going on with you, big dog.
Yeah, man, I feel great. I'm talking about, bro, Tony the Tiger. You feel me? Now, Monday? Okay. Monday. Hey, look, transparent alert. Hey, AQ, we probably should come up with a little chime in the future. When we about to keep it all the way 1,000 we need to have some type of little sound, you know what I'm saying? But, man, to be honest with y'all, Mike, and I don't mind, you know, with all of our next levelers out there talking about it, but, man, Monday was a rough day, bro. You know what I'm saying? It was just a lot going on, a lot of meetings. And, man, I just found myself, like, in a weird space. Had one meeting with Tracy, and we were just kind of going over just a lot of different things, man. And I just kept getting hit left and right with like dodo stuff, bro, that really had me discouraged. And let me tell you something, bro. I don't easily get discouraged or irritated. I lied. I do be getting a little irritated easily. You know what I'm saying? I don't like dodo stuff. Like if people are average, that make me break out in the hives. But as far as like discouraged, depressed, I don't really be on that. But bro, Monday was one of the days where it was like compounding. And I was so mentally spent, like by 3 o'clock, bro, I went in the kids' playroom and just they was watching Disney Channel, bro. I just went in there and laid down with them and wrestled with Jackson for about 15 minutes. Had to get my energy right. Like me and Tracy was in a meeting. I was like, okay, bet. Hey, I'll be right back. Let me check on just to get my mind right. Because the last thing I'm going to do is talk crazy. Last thing I'm going to do is talk condescending or the, my little attitude or my energy jump on her. It was just so much we had going on because we do have a trucking company. I do have the speaking business. We do have curriculums in school with our next level student curriculum. We do have a speakers academy and we have the elite speakers program and we have nonprofits and we got the podcast. Like it's so much. We got the 40 kids in South Africa. Like it's so much. I had just a mental break, and I went to Instagram actually and talked about it, but it's a lot. And I don't know how we've gotten this far, but I sense, something ain't right in my heart. Something ain't right. I'm feeling, so let me just take a moment and just kind of hit that recalibration state. It was not a good space. And then I was Gucci, right? And then we had a good night. Like me and Tracy was in the bed. I got the kids situated early. We had early dinner. We watched a few TV shows, laughed at some stupid stuff on Instagram. But I realized like, yo, let me take a break because I'm doing a lot. I've been at it full speed ahead since 4 o'clock this morning. And so I'm great now, but just to be 100 with y'all, it was heavy. And so I'm sharing this, one more thing before I pass the mic. I'm sharing this because I don't want some of y'all to be seeing certain people that you follow online and you like, man, this person is just so amazing. Like, it's rough, bro. Like, it's hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you got 18 different people whose salary, they bills, they mortgage is depending on you, like, that's a lot of pressure. You feel me? And so I just found myself like, I just need a minute to kind of recalibrate some things. And then I was like, God, this stupid, you're going to have to handle it. And I was Gucci. But just letting y'all know, like, bro, it was rough. But we Gucci now. And it'd be like that sometime. Curious.
I love it.
Yeah. You can't expect the blessings and the wealth and all the other stuff without getting that. That's par for the course. That's almost like somebody expecting to be a heavyweight champion, undisputed, undefeated. Bro, you don't get to be a heavyweight champion without getting busting your mouth. That's a part of it. You don't get to be a heavyweight champion without getting busting your nose, without getting a black eye, without losing the tooth, without getting embarrassed, without getting knocked down sometime. Show me a Mike Tyson that ain't never get hit. You know what I'm saying? Like, show me a Buster Douglas that ain't never get his lip busted. You know what I'm saying? Like, show me somebody that ain't never been in the ring. As nice as Money Mayweather does, he still got hit. He still was bloody. He still was swollen. Like, that's a part of the process. Everybody want to see the houses and the cars and the belt and the girls and all of that. But are you willing to go through the stuff that you have to go through to be great? And so God was just like, yep, hang in here. You know what I'm saying? Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Then he said, take your butt on Instagram and talk about it. Then he said, take your butt on the podcast and talk about it. And so that's why you asked me, Mike, like, yo, how you doing? I'm great. But Monday was rough.
Yeah. Hey, Jay, Mike, you mentioned Bermuda, and I love the Bermuda beauty, right? And I love the Bermuda blessings, man. But don't the real reason why we transitioned was because of the Bermuda burnout. So I really get it talking about managing staff and expectations and building cash flow. And people like to hear entrepreneur, but here's that little cliche word got nothing to do with a job description. Ain't no time clock, ain't no punch clock, ain't no committee to go report to. Get it done. Get it done or else. Like, that's what it's on. And so when you experience that for 14 years of building and building this and building a school and building a business and building the basketball community, at the end of the day, there was a real burnout. And so part of our transition back to the States was, in order for us to get our breakthrough, we had to recognize that we was burnt out, just make some adjustments. Not to quit, not to stop the vision, not to stop the moves, but understand that we got to pivot a little different. Still go in the forward direction, but you need to be aware that that's a real obstacle in front of you, that your legs are really tired. And you know what I mean? You just got to make some pivots and adjustments. So me and my wife, when we made the decision to come over here, it was strictly on, we got to do what's best for us this time in this second chapter. You know what I mean? In this second season. And so, man, that's why even in making my decisions, everything before was about me, myself, and I. How can I get on? But this second season, I was like, how can I build with my brother? You know what I mean? How can I grow collectively? Because I understood the weight. Before, I understood the idea, but I didn't understand the weight. Okay. Now that they carry the weight, I said, nah, I'm Gucci with all that idea stuff. Miss me with all that. Yeah. I want to do something that I want to be with a bro that can carry this weight with me. You know what I mean? Because I'm trying to play the long game. Yeah, man. I receive it, Jay.
Hey, that's dope, Crump, that that you even put those two and two together like that. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't. It's almost like two bosses just coming together. You know what I'm saying? Like you got the Avengers. You know what
that's
I'm saying?
No. That's exactly what it is.
That's what it sounds like to me. It's like y'all own little heroes and y'all own superheroes in y'all own right. Y'all had y'all own film stuff. Y'all life was structured around what y'all was doing in different parts. Y'all was the man to different people, but y'all actually came together. You know what I'm saying? When them Avengers come together, bro, I don't know who your favorite hero is, but everybody get hyped when the Avengers movie come out because they know that I'm going to see my character full strength next to your character full strength. Bruh. So when we all come together, when everybody is coming together, not dying down themselves, but being the top of who you are together. That's the thing. A lot of times people like, I don't want to work with community because they think I got to be lesser than to be connected with somebody else. No, I want all of what you are. And I'm going to bring all of what I am, and we're going to do it together. And ain't no egos. We got a common goal. And that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? So respect, man.
Hey, listen, when that superhero ministry, you was fighting against your world, right? But when we come together and be Avengers, man, we're trying to beat the universe. You know what I mean? So it's level to it. You know what I mean? Like when they were trying to be the guy in their city, they were trying to be the guy in their country. They was fighting their individual battles. But when you come together, man, they brought that group together and said, I need you to avenge for the whole earth. I need you to protect us against the universe, man. So yeah, that was dope, bro.
That's true.
I think that was bro, let me tell you something. The story will be told. That man, me and Tracy sacrificed. Me and Tracy worked our butts off. Me and Tracy put in all this work over all these years and built all of this. And the story is going to be told that says, man, Chris and Nicole and our team help us take it to the next level. For the record, me and Tracy have taken us as far as we can go. We have an amazing team, which is why we got this far. And I was praying all last year for the Cobblers and didn't even know it. Yeah. Told God. Yeah. And I didn't go put too much business out there, but bro, we had a major health scare with Tracy last year. I was like, bro, we not finna do that. I will shut everything down. And we would just go back to whatever. And so God was like, no. I got you. Now you built the infrastructure. I had some of my friends say, hey, bro, man, you got to be willing to, you know what I'm saying, to pass the rock. I said, bro, huh? Bro, I'm not trying to have to be LeBron. I don't want to have to put up 40 points a night. Can nobody sustain that? Can nobody sustain that? Let me be able to put up 28, 12, and 7, and I'm Gucci. And hand me some people that can put up 23, 24, 18. You know what I'm saying? And so that's why we really about to go to the next level. And so if I gave this, because I feel a common theme here, man, community, some people that's listening, your takeaway, because I don't want y'all just to hear about my blessing. Your takeaway should be, man, you better tap in with a community. And I don't know what community it is. I don't know what it is. If you want to be a motivational speaker, shameless plug, bumping that. I'm not ashamed of it. We have the best motivational speaking program out here. Are there some others that really specialize in speaking? Yes. I specialize in the business. We setting up your LLC. You can even get you on stage. You can travel with me. We do your website branding. Like, it's a lot. Like, so I'm going to go ahead and drop that. But maybe you like, I'm not trying to be a speaker. I want to go into music, or I want to go into something else, or I want to start a nonprofit. Like, find you a community of people that's going to support you. Find you a community of people that's going to rock with you. Maybe you like, I don't really need to start nothing. I got my own job. I just want to be a better husband. Man, find you a better community of husbands and fathers. I talked to some of my homeboys, Neo and David and Justin and Marcus. We about to take our girls to Great Wolf Lodge. Like, we got our own little girl dad community. Like, you got to find that and tap in with it if you really want to go to that next level. And so I just want everything that God has for me. But God was like, yo, you're going to have to surrender some power. I'm like, bet. Nicole be telling me, like, hey, we're not doing this no more. I'd be like, but Chris be like, hey, bro, that's not where we going. I'd be like, all right, bet. Why? Because I trust them. So, yeah, man, find you some friends you can trust. Get you some. That's going to pour into you. Get you one. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I was just going to say, like, another thing I think is important to share, and Mike, I know you can relate to this, is like, when you're trying to build and scratch, what people don't realize is all of the mental fatigue and emotional fatigue that comes with trying to do. It's lonely at the top. Like one thing people forget about trying to build all of this and do all of that and transcend all of that stuff and get these awards and get this money, that is all cute, but you are a human being. Yeah. Like you have basic human needs that if they're not being met, I know this is cliche, but money can't solve all problems. Matter of fact, sometimes it makes problems worse. You know what I'm saying? So the reality is, when you're doing this, man, no matter what you're doing, like J.A. said, I don't care what community it is. I don't care what industry it is. But understand that you need to be a part of a community because you are a human being. And we're wired to connect. We're wired to connect. We're wired to commune. And so when that's not there in the process of you grinding, you can have a season, but it has to be a strategic, intentional season that you're building in isolation to still grow to that space of community, man. So that was a great point, Jay. I just wanted to add that.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Yeah. And for somebody who is working their way up and still new in terms of learning, a lot of things that you guys have already experienced, for me, is really encouraging to see two people that are at the top of their both game to come together and work so hard for that. Because for me, I'm just hungry. You know what I'm saying? So for me, being able to follow and see this, to be able to step out and see the way that lions can move, you know what I'm saying? Like people talk about different beasts out there, but it ain't nothing when you got a pride. It ain't nothing like when you in a pride. You know what I'm saying? Like you talk about a lion gangster, but the women do the hunting. You know what I'm saying? Like they be the ones actually securing some stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like they say lions sleep so much a day, but don't nobody, ain't everybody trying to take another path around them. Like if I, just in case that lion ain't sleep, you know what I'm saying? I want to make sure that I go a different route. And the truth is that we got some lions in this next level community, man. And it's really dope to be a part of the pride. And regardless of the position or title, I just love that I'm in the environment of greatness consistently and consistently, man. And for anybody out there who's listening, don't be so excited to jump up and be a boss. And like, I am not thirsty. I am not thirsty of either of their positions. Like I am not excited to take on that. I love where I'm at, and I got more than enough work to do where I'm at in my transition to become my next level. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody see a boss, they're like, yeah, I want that. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to have this. And it's like, all right, remember, what did Jay used to say in the podcast? Like, don't judge my chapter 16 by your chapter 4. Like it's processes, it's levels. It's a difference. And I really want people to understand that wherever you are, there's a next level to be tackled where you are. There is a community of people waiting to support you or take or pull you down, depending on where you are. And I promise you, I'm gonna just give you some quick game like this. If you haven't intentionally picked your community, they probably bringing you down, bro. If you haven't intentionally decided who your family is, who you rocking with, somebody said blood is thicker than water, but then somebody else said blood ain't thicker than peace. Come on, somebody. Like somebody said blood may be thicker than water, but blood ain't thicker than peace, y'all. And what I'm saying by that is that a lot of times we are loyal to people that we were connected to either from the womb or through cousins or relationships. And what I'm telling you is that there is a peace that you're seeking after. There is a purpose that you're seeking after. There's a next level. And if you got to look to your left and your right and everybody around you needs to be motivated, people need to be pushed, people need to be encouraged all the time while you're trying to become your best self. Like you may need to surround yourself with other people who want it as bad as you do, who are desperate to keep changing their lives just as bad as you. Pray about that thing, man, and be intentional about that thing. That's the only way you can guarantee you're going to get to the next level is in that community.
That's a fact. I'm glad you kept talking, too, because I had a really funny story. Some might be like, Jay, you ignorant, but about the lions. You know what I'm saying? Like, Chris, let me tell you something, bro. When you said lions like really be sleeping like a whole lot, but they still gonna go around it, like I'll never forget. And this is a what's that segment you got, Mike? Give me the segment.
Random.
So let me tell you something, bro. Bro, this is the last time we was in South Africa, man. We took we was out like in a safari, It's like a little lion camp. And we driving through. We got Jewel with us. So she's looking at the giraffes. She's looking at the rhinos. And then we see some lions. And we drive like right up to the lions. Like we literally like 10 feet from, I don't want to exaggerate, max 15 feet from the lion. Like they right there in front of us.
Yeah.
And bruh, it's two female, it's like three female lions, one male lion and one male lion off yonder. But this the four just is in right here. But my man's sleeping good. And I'm just sitting here marveling, like, yo, look at his mane. Like, yo, my man's so big. He's sleeping so peacefully. My man wakes up, looks around, mounts up on one of the other female lions, smashes for like 10 seconds. Jewel was like, what's he doing? I was trying to cover her eyes, bro. And my man finished and went back to sleep. I say, hey, yo, like, yo, this is, I was like, this is so,
hey.
Jewel was like, daddy, what was that lion doing? I was like, yeah, babe. Like, they were just wrestling, you know what I'm saying? But
all I was doing, Drossy, where is this going?
I was sitting there like, how is he gonna bring this home, dog?
So let me bring it back home, right? It's like all of that rest he was getting. He was able to rejuvenate something inside of him. And as opposed to him out here just being whatever, he's like, I'm focused on growing my pride. Come on. I'm focused on growing my family. So I'm going to wake up, I'm going to handle my business, and I'm going to go back to sleep. And that's all I do, bro. I wake up at 4:00 in the morning. I seek the face of God. I get a little work done. Crump be at the crib. We work out together. I handle my business, and I take my butt to sleep, bro. I promise you on God, bro. I woke up at 4:00. I went to bed last night at 8:57. Stop playing, bro. I'm a lion. I ain't out here just smashing for 10 seconds, but I take my butt to sleep. And I woke up the next day and I'm ready. Yeah, I know I had to be a little silly with it. I woke up the next day and I'm ready and I'm locked in. So if you wanted me to do something with it, like that's what we doing. Talk to me.
I've been a part of some presentations and I see some mic drop moments, but this is by far the most mic drop moment I've ever experienced in my life, bro. I have literally nothing to follow up that statement, bro. Nothing. Bro. I have absolutely nothing, bro.
Yeah, no, we having fun. So let me recap.
There is a 16-year-old boy right now that cannot wait to go to sleep and wake up. Like, and they done missed the whole message. They don't hit up their crush. They got their goals aligned, and they think right now I'ma tell Mr. Jeremy that I am a lion. I'm about to skip school my sophomore year. I'm gonna wake up. I'ma get it for 10 seconds. I got 10 seconds and I'm going back to school.
Not 10 seconds. They gotta
get somebody expelled from school. You got
10 seconds,
that's silly, man. But when you think about so let's tie the lions, right? On a serious note, back in like they lions. But now maybe when God first invented it, you know, back in the Garden of Eden, maybe the lions was kicking it with rhinos and giraffes, like, but now, bro, lions are only running with lions. You feel me? Like gazelles are only running with gazelles. Yeah. Elephants is only kicking it with elephants, bro. Last time I looked, I ain't never seen two flamingos with a whole bunch of eagles. I ain't never seen that. Yeah. Right? And so now you gotta ask yourself, who you gonna run with? What kind of pack or tribe are you gonna be a part of? I talked to my guy Jason a little while ago. My man was like, bro, what you doing this year? I said, bro, I'm only moving with people who are amazing. I'm only moving with people who are great. I'm only moving with people who are exceptional. I'm only rocking with people who really want to go to that next level, who know what the mission is, and we in one accord. You know what I'm saying? Every conversation I have, folks is like, hey, bro, it's the first, you know what I'm saying? It's the new year. It's the second month. We in February. Like, what you want? I'm like, bro, I'm on greatness, bro. And I only want to surround myself with it. And if you dodo, if you drama, if you not in the spirit, if you want some other stuff, if you want some average stuff, like, yo, I love you. I'm not tripping. But I have to limit my exposure to that. You know what I'm saying? I have to take my bandwidth and only be around those who are nurturing me. And if I nurture you, I need you to be receptive to it. And so that's how I'm going to wrap up this episode here today, right? We are going to a whole nother level. So y'all going to look up in 6 months, in a year, and be like, yo, y'all going to be like, yo, I remember when you first started the podcast, bro. You doing this, you doing that. I'm so proud of you. Like, I get the love. I get the emails. I get the DMs. And it's an honor to hear it, and I receive it all. But the story will be told that Jeremy and Tracy built something great and took it as far as they could took it. And then Chris and Nicole and our whole team came together and helped us take things to the next level. That's the reality. You know what I'm saying? We're constantly growing, and we're constantly evolving. So I'm not sitting here saying next level living. Like next level living, like I'm literally living it. Like everything that we're doing, we're constantly saying, how can we grow? What structure can we add? You know what I'm saying? What KPIs, key performance indicators? You know, Chris and Nicole started with all these KPIs. I'm like, bro, what is KPIs? Tracy was like, key performance indicators. I was like, oh, praise God. We really finna go to a whole new level. I was just nodding my head for about 2-3 weeks talking about, oh, KPIs. Yeah, let's look at the KPIs. I was like, what are they talking about? But they looking for key performance indicators. Why? Because they like, yo, how can we take this company? How can we take this organization? How can we take this nonprofit? How can we take this ministry? How can we take this podcast? How can we take this clothing line to the next level? And if you're not surrounding yourself with people that's going to stretch you, if you're not surrounding yourself with people who care about you, if you're not surrounding yourself with people who are going to redirect you and tell you when you're wrong and tell you when your stuff stinks and tell you when you're going to make some adjustments, like if you're not surrounding yourself with people like that, then you got to surround yourself with somebody new. If you are an alligator right now and you really like, man, I want to be a big dog. I ain't trying to be low to the ground. I'm trying to run with some elephants. Then you going to have to get around, you know what I'm saying, some elephants. You know what I'm saying? Like if you an elephant right now and you like, man, I'm kind of on the heavy side. I'm a little slow with it, but I really want to be fast like a cheetah. You're going to have to surround yourselves, you know what I'm saying, with some cheetahs. Humans can grow. Humans can change. We have brains. We can grow. We can evolve. They say it takes 21 days. And somebody told me a study to take 33 days. Look, regardless of what it is, we have new habits. You can rewire neurons inside your brain. Like there are different things that you can do day to day to literally change the neurological pathway in your brain on how you process things, how you view yourself, freeing yourself from that victim mindset, helping yourself go to that next level, removing some of that toxic nature and that toxic behavior from your life so that you can go to the next level. And once you're willing to do that, you can become and evolve into whatever you want to be. And that's what next level living is all about, y'all. And of course, my picture would get choppy at the end. But you heard what I said, doggone it. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody tripping on that. You got audio. You hear what I'm saying? Whatever adjustments you got to make, make the adjustments, man. And we'll see you at the top. I'll see y'all next week. Chris, thank you for tapping in with us, bro. I'm on another level. I'm on another level. I'm on another level. I'm on another level. I'm on another level.